Well, good evening, guys, and this is how to tell if a Femon is a psychopath. I mean, nearly all of them, I reckon. But no. Science has found a new test. Of course, this won't interest the Femons because this is science and facts. And apparently, when they're interviewed, it's nothing what they say, it's how they move their head. In other words, low head movement. The score is out of 40. When they have a score sheet and the person scores 30 or more, they're a psychopath. So if any of you guys have a girlfriend or a wife, unfortunately, start talking to her and see what her head does. Is it moving around a lot or not too much? If it's not moving too much, you might have a psychopath. Of course, if it's bobbing all over the place, you might just have a normal crazy. But they do give a list what a Femon psychopath is, what traits they have, and I thought it would be fun to put them up against normal Femons, if there is such a thing. So here's the list here, and we'll start at the top and work down, shall we? Manipulation. Well, I'm sorry, but all Femons manipulate.
What, like once a month?
No, you idiot, that's something else. I mean, they're control freaks as well, but we'll put a tick on that. Pathological lying. Yes, of course, all Femons lie, deceive. That's how they survive, most of them. So definitely a tick on that. Callous. Oh yes, I've seen some Femons doing some really cold-hearted things, like snakes. So there goes another tick. Lack of remorse. Yes, most Femons don't really care about what they left behind. It's where they're heading to. Yet another tick. Impulsivity. Did I say that right? Yes, they come all over the place, a bit erratic. Don't plan things, just do things, even if it screws up. Doesn't matter. There goes another tick. Irresponsibility. Oh yes, definitely. Most Femons have irresponsibility. And no accountability too. But we'll put a tick there. Criminal versatility. Well, they run scams all the time. They've got scams all over the place. And they've been scamming males for hundreds of thousands of years. So yes, it's a tick there. Need for stimulation. Yes, Femons need attention at all times. They also need drama all the time. I'm putting a tick on it. Earlier behavioral problems. Don't know about that one. They definitely are the ones when they're younger to throw a hissy fit, throw a tantrum and start screaming because they didn't get what they wanted. Now come to think of it, I have heard loads of guys have loads of problems bringing up Femons. Yeah, so what the hell? Males will make a full round. There's a tick there. But there you have it, guys. If you take a look at the list, mostly all ticked. So generally, Femons are all, basically, psychopaths. But most of us men already knew that. Anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, guys, I'll put a link to this news item anyway. But keep your eyes out for the head-bobbing thing. Hey, that's a new one. Oh, and by the way, guys, it doesn't count if she's asleep, okay? Another weapon in our arsenal, guys. You take it easy now.